Tuning into A Priceless Perspective. I'm your hostess, Nicole Steele, and we are delighted to have you tuning into our show today. We are excited to have joining us today a very special young lady with a dynamic mission and call on her life. Miss Anika McQuay of the Show Me Shoes Foundation is our special guest. Welcome to the show, Anika.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ma'am. Now, I had the pleasure of meeting you several weeks ago, and I was just fascinated by the great work that you and the people who volunteer with your program are doing through the Show Me Shoes Foundation. Can you please share with our listeners a little bit about the mission? I know that you all were established back in 2009, but can you tell us about the incredible work you've been doing over the years?
Yes, absolutely. So Show Me Shoes, like you said, was created in 2009. What we do is collect and distribute new and gently used shoes to young women in need. This concept started about, like I said, in 2009 with myself and my high school friend, Siobhan. We're both from Kansas City, Missouri, and we both had it in our hearts to mentor young girls. At the time, I was mentoring young dancers, and she came up with the great idea to create Show Me Shoes, and then it just kind of developed from there. We had our first shoe drive, and the shoe drive was amazing. The support we got was phenomenal, and we didn't, you know, really anticipate on getting the support that we had. We just had this idea, this thought, this notion to give back, and from there became other initiatives and causes for Show Me Shoes. So I'm proud to say we are we just celebrated our fifth year, September 19th of 2014, and looking forward to so many more to come.
Well, you've got a lot to be proud of, I tell you. Now, have you always liked shoes?
Yes, I have. And a lot of it has come, you know, as a little girl, just playing dress up in my mother's closet, putting on her shoes and her pearls. And, you know, I also grew up as a dancer, so there was from ballet shoes to tap shoes. Shoes have always been a part of my life. And just as a woman, just the feeling that we have when we put on a new pair of shoes is just something that it gives us that extra oomph. So from that, our tagline, Rebuilding Confidence Starting at the Soul, came from that feeling and that notion. When we did our first shoe drive and we were able to give the girls their shoes, the looks on their faces once they got these shoes were just immaculate, and just the feedback we got from them on how they felt, how much more of a confident person they were, not just from the shoes, but just a lot of the interaction that we were able to give to them was just so important to us. So, again, you know, just being a woman is nothing like having a nice, good pair of shoes to rebuild that confidence. So.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Now, let's talk about these young ladies that your foundation is serving. How do you select the young ladies? Tell us a little bit about them, because I'm sure there's such a tremendous need. But how do you narrow it down, or what's the selection process?
So it's sort of like an agency. So we work with a lot of shelters in the Atlanta area as well as Kansas City, Missouri, and Los Angeles. And here in Atlanta, Georgia, we've worked with the Covenant House and a couple other organizations, the Atlanta Union Mission, I'm sorry, that's right downtown. We work with them in facilitating, giving them shoes to women in need, whether it's a fashion show that they're having or they just need a women's empowerment seminar. So it just kind of depends. We have a lot of organizations that reach out to us to get this information and to get the shoe donations, or we just go out to women who are in need. We work a lot with the hashtag Lunchbag. We've done a lot of things with them where we're giving out food to homeless people, and we've also found a need to give women shoes there. So it kind of just kind of depends on where we are in that moment, and God usually kind of places us in those places of need. So
that is awesome. Now let's talk about the types of shoes, because there's a wide gamut, and I know you said new and gently used, and let me stress that again, gently used.
Gently,
shoes.
Yes.
Yes, Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
So are you taking, like, just dress shoes, casual shoes, tennis shoes, or a combination?
It is, it's definitely a combination. Right now we're in the season for prom, so we're preparing for prom. So we take a lot of special occasion dresses or dress shoes for the young girls. But we also do sneakers and heels. Again, it's just something rebuilding confidence starting as a soul. So, again, we want to make sure that the soles, if you will, are gently used and clean and rarely worn. A lot of it is going to be more business casual because we want to definitely be able to provide to women who are returning to the workforce or young ladies who are entering in the workforce to kind of help give them that umph when they need. So,
I see. Well, let's talk about this prom project. I know that you've been doing this for several years. It's called Prom in the City, and it's a three-city tour. I know you mentioned here in Atlanta, but also in your hometown of Kansas City, Missouri, and then on the West Coast over there in Los Angeles, California. Tell us about Prom in the City.
Yeah, so Prom in the City was another initiative that kind of was birthed after we saw the importance of the young girls that needed the shoes. We also found just the need of prom. As we know, prom can tend to be very, very, very expensive. And, of course, now it's more expensive than ever because, you know, we have young girls who are wearing $800 extensions and, you know,
right.
The dresses have to be blinged out, so the cost tends to be a little more. So we wanted to come up with a creative way to kind of help kind of take care of some of those expenses, and that's how Prom in the City was birthed. So Prom in the City, what we do is invite young girls out to come out for a free shopping experience. So, again, this is happening in Atlanta, Georgia, at Garb Boutique. It's going to also take place in Kansas City, Missouri, at T-Shea Boutique, and as well as Dave & Buster's in Los Angeles, California, in Hollywood. So young girls are invited to come out and enjoy this experience. When we say Prom in the City, we make it this big Hollywood theme. So ladies come in, they're greeted by our wonderful soul support team, Team Show Me Shoes. They have an opportunity to enjoy hors d'oeuvres, lemonade and tea. They get full makeovers the day of, makeup makeovers. They have opportunity to win great prizes, from a limo ride to the prom, a full day of prom makeover, free hairstyling. So it's just an overall experience to kind of help that girl have the perfect prom.
Now, is this event open to the public, or is it for the select young people that you all identify ahead of time?
So this particular event is definitely open to the public. We do ask for RSVPs. You can actually register on Eventbrite by just looking up Prom in the City. You'll find all three cities on Eventbrite. But we do have an opportunity for three girls in the Atlanta location to have a VIP shopping experience. And we want to make sure these girls are, you know, really in need for these free prom dresses. So we are asking all of our schools, the counselors, teachers to nominate a young lady who is already registered for this event, who could come in an hour before it's open to the public for this VIP shopping experience. So they'll get their hands on, first on the dresses, as well as first dibs on the makeup, as well as a couple other prizes and surprises as well. So it should be exciting.
And so where can they send those nominations to? Is it on your website or?
Yes. If you go to showmeshoes.org, there's a link there. And you can just send nominations by emailing us at info@showmeshoes.org and put the city. You definitely want to put Atlanta VIP experience nomination in the subject line.
Okay. Now, what about listeners who are tuning in and say, I just love what Anika and her Show Me Shoe team is doing, and they want to get involved. Of course, we know donating. Now, do you collect shoes throughout the year or just a certain time of year? How does the collection process go?
Yes, so we definitely collect shoes all year round. Here in Atlanta, our location donation is Garb Boutique, which is in Smyrna, Georgia. And all this information is also available on our website. So you can definitely donate shoes there. And every year we also have our annual Big Shoe Drive, where it's also the anniversary celebration for Show Me Shoes. So that happens in September every year. And then, again, it's just a big fun event where we invite supporters to come out. And it's more of a thank you for those who support us. You know, we kind of give back, enjoy a good time networking, as well as celebrating all that we've done for the year.
Okay. And then what about volunteers? Because I can only imagine it takes a lot of hands on deck to pull off something like this in three cities at that. So
Absolutely.
How can individuals volunteer their time or become part of your Show Me Shoes family?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to showmeshoes.org and just to the Contact Us page, you can send us an email there letting us know what city you're in, and then we'll get you involved or connected to our volunteer coordinator from there. And, again, that email address is info@showmeshoes.org.
Okay. And one last question about support, because I know that there may be some listeners on listening in today who can write a check or contribute maybe in kind. And it, maybe we have some, you know, shoe manufacturers, executives from some shoe stores or what have you. What other ways can people support the work that you're doing?
Well, there is a donation site on our webpage. So as soon as you go to showmeshoes.org, you can see the information there, or you can do showmeshoes.org/donate. Again, your donations will definitely help with scholarships that we have and additional programs and initiatives that we are looking to roll out throughout the year.
Excellent. Well, Ms. Anika, I am really excited. I am looking forward to our organization, Diamond in the Rough, partnering with you in the years to come, not just once, but long term, because I think it's very, very important for us to help our sisters out, to encourage our sisters. And like you said, there's nothing like a nice, fresh, comfortable pair of shoes. So
right.
I'm excited about how God is using you and your team. And listeners, you've heard it here on A Priceless Perspective. Please mark your calendars. Go out to showmeshoes.org to learn more about Anika and her phenomenal program, as well as many of the other initiatives they have and scholarship opportunities and what have you. Please lend your support. Clean out your closet. Spring is coming. It's right around the corner. So clean out your closet or even go to the store and buy some shoes for a young girl that is well deserving. So thank you so much, Anika. And again,
thank you. Our
listeners the email address and perhaps a phone number that they can contact you.
Absolutely. Our email address, again, is info@showmeshoes.org, or we can be reached by phone at 816-866-SHOE, S-H-O-E.
All right. Well, thank you, Anika. Good luck
and
God bless.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Join the conversation. Visit us online at pricelessperspective.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. This show has been brought to you in part by Diamond in the Rough Youth Development Program Incorporated and Gemmakers LLC.